Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Drea's Thoughts. My name is Drea, and I have thoughts. And today, I am thinking about the fact that it has been 5 years since I first hit record and started Drea's Thoughts podcast. I mean, what? First of all, how has it been 5 years? I mean, it's just crazy. But here we are 5 years later. And yeah, I'm still doing this. So I just wanted to, just for a few minutes, reflect upon my podcast anniversary and what we have coming down the pike and just some thoughts related to that. We also have an Ask Me Anything segment, because I asked you to ask, and you did. And so I will be answering some of your questions on the Ask Me Anything segment. But I'm just really excited to just reflect upon just how faithful God has been in these last 5 years. So let's talk about it for a few minutes, shall we? Let's go. So on March 1st, 2019, I had just finished, I believe it was our class, a Saturday class. I believe it was a Saturday, if I recall correctly. And I was in the School of Ministry. For those of you who don't know, I actually am a licensed minister. Yep, your girl's a licensed minister. But that's another story for another day. But anyway, I was finishing a class, and I was getting ready to go home, and I really felt strongly that I needed to start a podcast. I felt like God was saying, you need to start a podcast. Now, for those of you who know me well, that is not something that I would think of on my own, because first of all, I'm not in love with the sound of my voice. I've never been like, oh, gee, my voice sounds great and other people want to hear it. Never been that jazzed about that. Secondly, I'm not one that likes to do things. To me, this is an extroverted exercise. And as you know, I'm an introvert. I do have thoughts. I have lots of thoughts, but most of my thoughts I like to keep to myself. And so to actually share my thoughts with the world was not something that I was looking to do. However, I'm always looking to obey God. And so when I felt like God said start a podcast, I felt like, well, there must be a reason I'm supposed to start this podcast. So on March 1st, 2019, I pressed the record button. I hit the red button. And I started my podcast. And lo and behold, 5 years later, we are still doing Drea's Thoughts podcast. And I am so eternally grateful just for the growth that I've had, just spiritually and otherwise, just learning how to be self-accepting of, you know, just the little idiosyncrasies that I have and embrace those things, you know, because over the years, over these last 5 years, I have been blessed to find out from people that they're actually listening. And I'm not just talking in the air and no one's listening. People are actually, you are actually listening to this podcast right now. And for that, I am very, very grateful. Thank you so much for each and every one of you who decided, hey, let me give this podcast a try. You may have known me before and decided you're going to listen because you know me, or you've never heard of me before and you happen to see me in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you listen to your podcast, and you saw something that intrigued you and decided to press play and are still listening. And I thank you for that. That means a lot to me. And I'm just very grateful because this has been an exercise of faith for me. And as you know, this podcast is all about faith. I am someone who walks by faith, and therefore I try and do everything that I do is centered around faith. I love arts and entertainment, and so this podcast is dedicated to talking about all the things that I love, all the thoughts that I have about arts and entertainment, but centering it in faith, you know, through the lens of faith. You know, I talk about different things that affect our lives through the lens of faith. I talk about the thoughts that I have concerning just, you know, how we live our lives by faith, how we deal with things that wrestle or challenge our faith, and how we look at entertainment through the lens of faith. And I really, truly, truly thank you for listening to my thoughts and then, you know, actually reaching out and letting me know how my thoughts inspire and encourage you. Because that's what I'm here to do, to inspire and encourage and help you to be bold enough to listen to God for yourself and do what he's telling you to do, you know. And so I'm really thankful for this podcast because it's definitely grown me in a way that has been really, really cool. And it's been really neat to hear from people that know me and that don't know me reaching out and saying how they appreciate Drea's Thoughts podcast. And so I am here and I will continue to do this as long as I'm supposed to do it. And, you know, as I feel led to do, we'll continue to have new episodes available at least once a month. I know I keep telling y'all every year, oh, I'm going to start doing it more and more. But you know how life be lifing. Y'all know. So just keep your girl lifted up in prayer. And I will definitely keep doing it at least once a month. And make sure that we're on a consistent schedule. And if you know of someone that could benefit from even listening to some of the back episodes, please let them know about it. You know, if you are picking up what I'm putting down, please let someone know. Please share the podcast. Please rate the podcast. That actually helps a lot with gaining visibility to the podcast. If you send a review and a rating, just saying, hey, how this has really helped me or this has encouraged me. It really does help with getting the podcast noticed. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you. This is really about you. It's not about me. And that's the one thing I definitely have learned is a lot of times, you know, I won't want to do something because of how I might feel about it. But God has called us to be a gift to the world. The gifts and the talents that we have are not for us. They're for others. We are here to serve the world. If that were not the case, we would have gotten saved. We would have gotten born again. And then it's just like, you know what? Let's just go to heaven. But no, he left us here for a reason. He left us here to bless other people. And so all of the gifts and all of the talents that I have are about serving others, blessing others. And as a byproduct, I get blessed because someone else is blessed. But the whole motive and intent is not about me. So it doesn't matter what I think about my voice. As long as my voice is speaking truth, that's what matters, right? So thank you for hanging with your girl for the last 5 years. And I have every intention on keeping it going. As long as y'all are listening, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. So let's now get into the Ask Me Anything segment, shall we? Okay, so before we get into the Ask Me Anything, I wanted to clarify because I was just thinking about it. March 1st, 2019, I was in the school of ministry and I was in class, but I wasn't in class as a student. I just realized that. I was actually teaching a class that Saturday. And then after that, hit the record button for the podcast because I have been out of the school of ministry now since 2013. And then I got licensed in 2014. That is crazy. Oh my goodness. Time, I tell you, time is just so Time be timing. Anyway, so I always want to clarify that. Okay, let's go to the Ask Me Anything, because I have actually several questions here from a listener, a podcast listener, who is also an IG follower of mine. Shout out to Marcus, who sent me several questions that I would like to answer here. And when I got these questions, I kind of glanced at them, but I didn't want to I wanted to have kind of like an off-the-cuff response. I didn't like write anything down. I just kind of glanced at them, and I said, you know, I'll answer these on the spot on the podcast. So we'll see how this works. All right. So the first question for Marcus is, did you jump double Dutch? I did. I learned, and this is a funny story, actually. I learned how to jump double Dutch from one of my grade school teachers, who was a middle-aged white lady. And she taught me how to turn and everything. And that's how I learned in Oak Park. And then, you know, my neighbors, we learned that way too. But at first, it was at my school. And it was Miss Henderson. Shout out to Miss Henderson, who was out there with us, and she was turning rope with us. And so I learned how to jump double Dutch from her, really. And then got a lot better, you know, and did all the tricks and jumps and turns and all that stuff, you know, with the neighborhood kids later on. So I got to be pretty good. Gosh, I haven't jumped double Dutch in quite some time. And I was kind of motivated and thinking about maybe joining that over 40 group that they have, the double Dutch crew that are ladies over 40. And I was thinking about maybe that might be a good jump start, pun intended, to getting back into shape and doing that. Because, man, double Dutch is no joke. But, yes, I have jumped double Dutch, and I was pretty good at it. But it's been a while. All right, next question. This is regarding the time, kind of like the quantum realm. What would have happened if Morris Day left the time and Jesse Johnson thought he could lead the band? Would that have worked? Good question. I don't know. Because to me, I've always thought Morris Day was, you know, Morris Day to me is the time. So when Morris Day left the time, it was like, you know, I don't know. I don't see Jesse Johnson being... Jesse Johnson, I think, was perfect as being Jesse Johnson when he left and was his own doing his own thing. I love Jesse Johnson's album, so... I kind of think, I don't know if it would have worked. It's an interesting question that I don't quite have an answer for. I would say probably, maybe, but I think in this instance, things kind of worked out the way that they worked out, you know? And I think Jesse Johnson as a soloist probably would have been better than Jesse Johnson leading the time, you know? That's my opinion anyway. All right, next question. Oh, this is another one that's a what if question. You're in charge of Prince's vault for a day. What do you release? What era do you start with? And what genre? Oh my gosh. Now, this is a tough one because, first of all, the Prince fans, I don't think I want the smoke. Because whatever you do, somebody's not going to be happy with it. But me personally, I would definitely release the piano and the microphone. Because, like, why? Why not? You know, I would definitely release that first. That would be the main thing. Release that first. And then, again, personal opinion, I'd do that parade super deluxe. Because, yeah, I would definitely do that. Because the parade era is one of my favorite eras, parade, Sign of the Times, and then, musicology era. And I don't know, that's always tough too, because again, I don't know if I want the smoke being in charge of the vault. And I really don't envy the people who have to make those decisions. But I would definitely release the last piano and microphone for sure. And definitely a lot more live concert video footage because, you know, Prince needs to be discovered by the children. You know, we have to leave a legacy. And the only way people really, really get it is when they see Prince live. And then they're like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So lots more live video. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Next question. Have you ever watched 90s Japanese women's wrestling? Great action. Start with, what is this? Manami Toyota? Yeah, no. I've never watched 90s Japanese women's wrestling. I'm not a big fan of wrestling in general, quite honestly. So I'll take your word for it, Marcus. All right. Next question. Can you sit down with each family member or all and play them a Prince song you think they'd like? Something they'd never heard of before. Maybe play Prince's version of their favorite genre. I've kind of already done that. You know, as you know, most everyone knows how much I love Prince, right? And I've loved him since I was a child. Y'all know the story, right? And most of my family, you know, they don't go hard for Prince like I do. They don't. However, they have definitely come to a great understanding of how great Prince is. And I think that really culminated in the fact that I took my whole family when the Prince Experience came to Chicago. I took the entire family to see that. And I think even my niece had a better understanding. They're like, okay, I think I get why she loves Prince because, yeah, he is pretty dope. But my dad is actually the one who bought, you know, the first Prince record, that first Prince album that I fell in love with, which was the second album, which is self-titled Prince. That's, you know, back in 1979, that was my entry point. And so he was the one who really kind of got me into Prince, and I took all of his albums, and then, you know, they became my albums. So, you know, my dad's favorite song was DMSR. So he really kind of got me into Prince, and then he kind of stopped really paying attention, and I kept going. My mom was never really into Prince, even though my mom actually went to a Prince concert. Someone took her to a Prince concert. I'm like, what? Anyway, she has definitely been coming around, though, and I am happy to say that she actually desires now to go to Paisley Park. Yay! So stay tuned. I'm definitely going to be talking about that in a future podcast episode. I'm so excited about that. And then my niece, you know, low key, my niece is like, you know, I think she, at one point we were in the car one time and I was playing Plectrum Electrum, and my niece really liked Boy Trouble. For those of you who know, she was doing the drum pattern on that. And I was like, that's so cool. So, you know, but yeah, my little family, they all put up with the fact that I love Prince. But I think low key, they know that he's a genius. So, you know, what are you going to say? all right. And then the last question is from a dear friend from high school. Shout out to Catherine. Catherine asks, what advice would you give your high school self? Which I think is a great question. And I think for me, that would be stop trying to fit in, you know? Stop being so wanting to fit in and so wanting to be in the in crowd. Because guess what? You're different. Embrace your difference. And I say that to say, because I was not one of those people in high school who was like, you know, didn't have any friends. I was into everything. I was a track star. So I had a lot of track friends and athletes who were, you know, friends. I was in choir. So I had a lot of choir friends. I had a lot of artsy friends. I had a lot of smart friends because I was in all honors classes. So a lot of my friends were really smart. So I was in, like, you know how in high school you have all these different cliques? I was in pretty much all of them, you know? So it wasn't like I didn't have friends. But for whatever reason, even though I had friends in each and every, you know, clique, quote unquote, I still never really felt like I fit in. And I always had this sense of melancholy, like, you know, I don't really feel like I fit, you know? And then I realize now, as I'm a grown woman, I was never designed to fit. You're not designed to fit. You're designed to stand out. You're designed to be different. You know, it's hard to when you're in high school, you want to be like other people, you know, but, and it, you know, your differences you feel like are the worst thing ever. But man, now I embrace my differences. I love the skin that I'm in. I used to didn't love the skin I was in, but now I embrace it. I love it. You know, so I would definitely tell my high school self, hey, embrace your differences. Stop trying to blend in when you're designed to stand out. Because guess what? Your differences are what make you special. And you're special, you know? So definitely would give my younger self that advice. Stop tripping on trying to fit in. You're not going to. It's not going to happen. So just stand out and be special and embrace that. So that's what I got. So thank you, Marcus and Catherine. I appreciate you sending in your questions. And to those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I meant to send a question, I totally forgot. You can still send me a question if you want to. Go ahead and reach out to me. You can actually tweet me at DancingDrea1 or send me a message on DM on my Instagram, which is Drea Dances, or send an email to DreasThoughtsPodcast@gmail.com. Leave your question there and I will answer it on the next episode. All right. So thank you all again. I truly appreciate you listening on the 5-year anniversary of my podcast episode, Drea's Thoughts. These are my thoughts. My name is Drea. And thank you. Thank you for listening. And I will see you again in the next episode. Until then, ciao for now. Peace.